My name's Paul Digby. I have a series of large-scale paintings, well, varied-sized paintings, based on urban environments and alienation and isolation, particularly interested in things like psychiatry, and those are what I've been putting into my artwork most recently, as well as being interested in sort of more traditional painterly techniques as well and studying artists. I try to bring in more contemporary issues and use more contemporary references such as computer games and cartoons and those sort of things.
And tell us a little bit about the method of your painting, particularly the medium that you use.
I use gouache paint on paper. The reason I use gouache is it's opaque and flat. So I wanted to create that three-dimensional plane using sort of a flat two-dimensional mediums, really, you know. It was really just to see if I could get that contrast between the two. So that's what I was after, sort of trying to get that dichotomy between two and three dimensions.
So the inclusion of people into your art has been quite a new thing for the last three or so years.
Yeah. I graduated in 97, and I was strongly encouraged to not use the figure and to use the space around the figure, which I was happy to do. And I did that for around 10 years. I was trying to capture alienation in my work, not using the figure, and it just wasn't apparent. So I consciously made a decision to use the figure, just an isolated figure. But you'll notice that you cannot see any of the faces of the figure, which is a sort of purposeful trick, really, you know. So I think I managed to kind of capture that alienation more via using the figure and putting them in the sort of barren landscapes, environments that they inhabit.
Okay, so there is a sense, definite sense of alienation there.
Yeah.
I get the impression that the figures are hiding in a way, so hiding their face or...
They are hiding. Yeah, they're afraid and they're anxious, and the world around them has come down on them, and then they're collapsed. So yeah, that's definitely what I was trying to get. Yeah, they're pretty destroyed people, which is different to say someone like Edward Hopper, who obviously I've looked at quite a lot, whereas he would tend to portray people more staring into the void, and you know, the idea being it's the internal gaze. But with this, it's more about the kind of effect of the environment in today, and I think it's greater. I think it's the fast world that we live in is too fast sometimes, and it's a sort of question on that, really. So, yeah, I'm very interested in sort of who we are as human beings and the world that we've created and how we kind of neurologically are attuning ourselves to that, and how sometimes not everybody can kind of be attuned to that. And I would argue that none of us are attuned to that, really. So, yeah, we just give the impression that we are.
Okay, so it's about trying to find... the people trying to find their space in the new built environment.
Yeah, it's existential in that sense. Yeah, it's a kind of, who am I? You know, where am I? So there's a definite existential angst that the figures are meant to have. But I wanted it to be much more about mental health, really, and much more about psychosis and depression, which I've had a kind of history of being involved with. And I don't think you get that in someone like Edward Hopper's work, for example. I'm going to go on about him a bit, but it's more psychological, but this is much more about diagnosis and psychiatry and people having breakdowns and those sort of things, because I've worked a lot with people like that. So, you know, I was interested in capturing that, really. But at the same time, it's sensitive in that it's not meant to use mental health like quite a few celebrities do, in that we have to declare our mental illness. It's more a question on kind of the subtleties that in society, that where mental health, mental illness really is, you know, and the stigma surrounding that illness. So I was much more interested in that, I think, than declaring that I have a mental health problem, which is not really, you know, part of it at all, really.
It can become something, almost a marketing campaign.
Exactly. It's a trick, isn't it? It is. If you get a celebrity, no matter how well-meaning they might be, you know, it's only going to ever benefit their profile, isn't it, you know, ironically, because it makes them seem human and all those sort of things, but as though they never were in the first place. I didn't want to do that. I don't want to go down that path. I wanted to be a bit more subtle. And that's why the figures tend to blend into the backgrounds of the paintings a little bit. It's kind of, well, they're all in the same, which is a painterly trick, really, which I was obviously interested in capturing. Say, in the Pre-Raphaelites, how they'd have a figure and it would be just blending with their costume, their outfit, would blend into the background just quite obviously. And then you just see a face and hands, you know, as the only distinct difference of that thing being the human being, really. which, again, you can see throughout history. I mean, if you look at Duchamp's work, most of that was when he portrayed the figure in Rosselevi. He concentrated on the face and the hands, and so you can see it in the painting. So, again, it was just a painterly reference that I was quite keen to use.
Have you ever exhibited in a bar or cafe before?
Some years ago I did, and then I had the rule of not doing that again and concentrating on galleries, but I felt that showing at the Corner House Bar and Cafe was just a wonderful opportunity that I couldn't miss, really. So I'm pleased to be showing here.